apparently dry January is a big deal now. Right? Dry January, you know, hopping on the wagon for January. After you've gone through the holidays and, you know, consumed your fair share of beer, wine, and booze, you know. But let's be honest. I've been giving up alcohol sometime in the new year for many years. And I find it funny that suddenly it's all the rage, as if abstinence from beer or booze or whatever else is some kind of a new thing, because it's not. In fact, I know a lot of people that skip drinking every year during Lent, which is in the new year early. It's a time to slow down, relax, and remember everything you did and said on a Saturday night for once. Think about that. As far as New Year's resolutions go, I'm guessing that over the last 100 years, being sober in January is in the top 10, if not the top 5, if not number 1. Maybe losing weight's number 1 and stop drinking is number 2. I mean, dry January, it's nice, but it's probably just a good first step. So I put together a list of things that maybe people could try to give up in the new year that might be more helpful. This is my list, and so pay attention and play along. And if you've got some ideas, I'd love to hear about it. You can send it to stevegruber.com. Drop me a note directly. All right. Love to hear about that. We can talk about that coming up soon. But here's my list. Number 1, stop talking about things you know nothing about. All right. Alex, how do you feel about that? People need to stop talking about things they know nothing about. It's funny when you listen to people regurgitate so-called facts from internet posts and refuse to believe you when you explain rationally why they're not accurate and why they're wrong. Here's another one. Don't write nasty things to people on social media you wouldn't say to their face or in front of your grandmother. I mean, do you wonder what these tough guys would have to say to you if they were actually right there in front of you? Come on. Do not text and drive. Seriously. I see people every single day staring at the phone in their hand and not the road in front of them. And when I say texting, I mean using your phone for anything. Taking your eyes off the road and everything in front of you, because everything can change just like that. Stop parroting things you hear and start thinking for yourself. Do a little research on important topics, like what really is a constitutional crisis anyway. Here's a clue. We're not having one right now. Give more to charity. Try to look out for those who can really use a hand. Find a place that's in line with your priorities and who you are and support them. And it doesn't just mean money. It means time. Right? It means time and money. Support local companies and businesses that are in your neighborhood. After all, not only is politics local, so is the economy. And you can help to boost the numbers right on your own block. Be positive. Don't be pessimistic. There are simply too many people anymore that just seem to look at what's wrong with everything. Frankly, it wears me out. You have got to find something good in the world around you every single day, and I challenge you to do exactly that. Find something positive and put a light on it and say, here's something good. Spend more time with your friends and family, and I know. It sounds trite, but remember, every year you get older, you lose someone that meant something to you. Sometimes this can hit very close to home. Someday, it's going to be you. And wouldn't it be better if you leave behind some nice memories of the time you spent with the people you care about the very most? Think about that. Take time to tell people they're doing a good job. The look on the face of a waitress or the guy changing your oil is really quite something when you say, hey, man, you're doing a great job and I appreciate it. I don't think people say thank you nearly enough. You can make a complete stranger's day or someone you love feel so much better with such a simple thing as a thank you for doing what you do. Number 10, pull the plug. And what I mean by that is turn off the phone, the computer, the TV, and every other electric playmate you have. Let it be quiet for a while. And let the calmness permeate through you. You have no idea how refreshing that can be until you do it a couple of times. Once you do, I think you'll keep doing it. It is very grounding, very centering, I think, is a fair way to put it. Number 11, fish more. That's for me personally. Fish more. For me, this is part of my therapy. Fly fishing is one of the things I can dream about. Clear, cold, deep streams with sparkling riffles and a fresh hatch. The clean wisp of a 5-pound rod in the morning air and the rise of a beautiful trout meeting the flies that settles on the current. Fish on. fish on are among the greatest words in the English language when used together. Hold on. I'm slipping into my happy place. Just one moment. Okay, good. But most of all this new year, as we get started, be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for what you have. Count your blessings. Consider the many wonderful things in your life. Even in difficult times, we have good things in our lives, even in the most difficult of times. I find it hard to be angry or sour when I stop and consider how many things I have in my life. Sometimes you just need to stop and say, thank you, God, for all you have given me. Oh, and Happy New Year, by the way. That list is available at stevegruber.com if you want to look at it, reflect on it, and drop me a note as to what you think would be important in 2020. What's important to you in 2020? These are things to consider in the new year. Things to consider in the new year. By the way, this part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And by the way, in the new year, make sure you get your water tested. It's free. Just go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine Water Systems link, and away you go. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company. They've been here since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. And so get your free water test today by going to Wolverine Water Systems. And you do that by going to stevegruber.com and clicking on the Wolverine link. Boom, there you are. And you won't have to wonder. You'll have peace of mind. Isn't that nice in the new year? And the answer is, yes, it is. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, January the 3rd. Hour number 3, not too far away. A couple more thoughts in hour number 2 right after this.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra bucks is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.